This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back as we are live here on a Football Friday. And just to let you know, if you're in the building and you have not put your name in our raffle box, we will announce our winner of the Future Texans tickets coming up after this segment ends. We will announce the winner of the Future Texans tickets after this segment ends. So if you have not gotten your name or your ticket in our raffle box, you'd be a fool not to do it right now. So go ahead and do that, as we'll do that coming up after this segment. All right, Clint, do you think you have to have a winning record to be considered a good football team right now?
Not this early.
You don't have to. And if you have a winning record, does that necessarily mean that you look at teams as good football teams just because they have a winning record? I don't, for me. It's more my belief in what I see them doing on the field. Right? Like, I'll be honest right now. I think for me, and maybe some people disagree, if we take a team like the Colts, who are 4-1 right now and leading the division, hell, they're tied for the best record in football. I feel like I have them and the Texans kind of in a similar boat in terms of, I'm not sure if I know that they're good football teams. Right, there's some things that they have done. I think what the Colts have done early, and you start to look at their numbers, and they are, you know, top two in the league in points per game, and then they allow, you know, 18, just under 18 a game, which is four in the league, but then I look at who they played in their schedule, and I don't know how much they've been challenged. I feel like the Texans and the Colts, I look at a similar way. I'm not sure if they're good football teams. I feel like the jury is still out for me, and I need to see more. What's your feeling with the Texans? Do you feel like you are confident right now that the Texans are a good football team?
Well, I'm not confident. I mean, no, there's nothing that we've seen for anybody to be overly confident or confident at all. Do I have a feel? Do I have an opinion after deep diving and watching them play? And yeah, I think this is a much better football team than their record is. I think it's a much better football team than what their film would say they were the first three games and three quarters of football.
Yeah.
You know, now the problem with that is I don't think they're anywhere near as good as what we watched last week.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, it's one of those where that they fall somewhere in the middle, where is yet to be seen. But I know this: I know D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio have built a hell of a team where the floor is high. I don't know what the ceiling looks like, but the floor is high. We're rooting for a team in the Houston Texans that is. It will shock the hell out of me if they play down to their opponent when they play a bad football team. They are a team that skull drags teams that they should beat, and then when they bump up against teams that are really good football teams, maybe built just as thoroughly as they are, or have weapons and are playing at a high level, then it's a bit of a battle and a little bit of a struggle. So I think it's a good football team. I think they're better than their record. I think they're better than their film. And
what is it about them that makes you feel like, as a whole, that they're a good football team?
Well, there's some ridiculous depth. The defense and the defensive play caller are absolutely elite.
Defense is championship worthy.
Yeah, and the play caller is elite and can overcome and weather the storm of injuries. Offensively, I do think that C.J. Stroud is a real weapon if you can get the supporting cast right and get the play caller right. And I don't think they're going to be great this year. I'd be shocked if Nico Collins has a Pro Bowl year. I'd be shocked if anybody has a Pro Bowl year on this offense. But I do think they're going to be good enough and competent enough to where they can win some football games. So good is this is a good football team. Are they an above average football team that's going to live in the playoffs? I can't say that.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Yeah. I do think you have to take it from the field also, right? I think the field is not as good as it's been the last couple of years.
You talking about the rest of the NFL?
Yeah. And when you look at the rest of the AFC, there were times, Clint, where it was like, all right, man, the Chiefs, Ravens, and Bills feel like they're separate from everyone else.
Yeah.
And there was even a period where the Bengals were kind of in that too.
That's your tier ones.
I think that's much closer. And hell, after watching the Bills and the Patriots last week, I mean, we're watching teams just walk in into Buffalo and win it, right? And we look at games like we watched even last night, even though it's on the other side, but teams like the Giants, almost put winning by 20 over the Eagles. So I think the field is not as good, right? You got a team like Pittsburgh that is like at the top of the conference, and I don't know that many people have a ton of confidence in a team like that. I've got to see more against, and I think the Seattle game could be a tipping point game for me, right? I watched that game and I'm thinking even though they had tight games with the Rams and others,
don't do what? Talk about how tight them games were.
I'm just saying, even though the games were tight, when I watched them, I didn't sit there and think, boy. I was like, man, they just played a good football team and lost. I walked away from the Rams and the Bucks in particular, thinking, God, man, I think the Rams and the Bucks played a C game and came in there and won. And no point in either one of, like, especially the Ram game, at no point did I think they were going to win that game. At no point. And then the Jacksonville game was a rough watch. I think they're beyond that. I think they're better than the Jacksonville thing. But I just think, for me, from an offensive standpoint, I need to see more. And I think the Seattle game could really show a lot,
it's
right?
A
if they build right? off of what they've done against Tennessee and Baltimore, we see anything resembling that against Seattle, then I think it's a different conversation.
It's a monster game. It is an absolute monster game. I mean, do you go to 3-3 and come home sitting at 500 with three straight home games, or do you drop to 2-4, come home with three straight home games versus teams that you don't know if you can you can play with or not? How does your quarterback, how does your head coach, how does everybody handle a 2-4 adversity? You're deeper in the season, you're two games sub 500. Odds are Jacksonville or Indianapolis is going to win this week and maybe next week, so you could be looking up at a 3 or 4 game deficit in the division. And so, yeah, this is an absolute monster game for the Texans. I did not think that I'd be throwing around monster game, must wins, gotta have type stuff this early in the season with the Texans. But the way the division is unfolding with the Colts and the Jags playing such good football, it's, you know, you're going to dig a hole that you can't get out of.
Text line coming through. Show us too early to ask if any of these teams are good. I don't agree with that. Some maybe.
I mean, we may, it's never too early to ask. We may be wrong. You may look back in hindsight and be wrong about a few teams or not, but I think it's a good conversation.
Yeah, I think five games against, you know.
I guarantee if the Texans were sitting at 4-1 right now, we'd have no problem with talking about, hey, are the Texans really that good?
Yeah, based off what we saw the last game, yeah. Right? Like, look, it's been six games. I think the Eagles are a good football team. They got some weird stuff going on with them right now.
Was that Coors Light really as good as it looked?
Were the mountains
the
blue?
Yes. The answer is yes. They were. But I've wrapped my warm hand around them blue mountains, and they warmed up a bit. Now they're silver.
No. Treat yourself, girl.
Oh, boy, she's got that mule cup on me.
They're still a little slightly blue.
That's still a little slightly blue, huh?
Oh, that's a nice mule cup. It's not hammered steel, hammered copper.
Yeah, they done.
It's good. It's straight rolled copper.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Coming up as we continue here on a Football Friday, Boomer Jacks right here in Katy. You can still make your way on out here and enjoy yourself. It's a great time. It looks like a lot of people are kicking their Friday off here. This bad boy is huge and is packed. I see people with dogs outside. Tyler, you would be all over the place on your knees messing with these guys. I feel like Tyler would be on his back there with one of them dogs. Come on.
It's possible.
Come on, sugar. Come on,
sugar. Come on, Dollar. Come on.
Look up, and them old dogs' hips be gyrating on Tyler out there.
Yeah, that's all right. Tyler's all right.
Love them boppers.
He can take it. But no, come on out and Tyler, enjoy yourself.
Tyler sounds like a guy. He'd let his dog hunch on him.
Oh, I mean, they do every day.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Wait, what do you mean by hunch?
Like hump.
I mean, we've all seen.
I really didn't know that's what you meant. No, my dog's.
I mean, what the hell do you think I meant? Just lay next to you?
I guess. I mean, you've given me hell for that before.
You dirtbag.
Let me get out of here before I say something nasty. Coming up as we continue.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.